Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this week's edition of Bullring Breakdown, and I'm just going to keep it short and sweet here. I got a interview here that I got to get done. I can't wait to talk. Marty Sakala is going to be on. He's going to be talking all about the CRSA 305 New York Nationals coming up this Friday and Saturday night. I do want to remind everybody real quick, please like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Before we get underway with that interview, I do want to just kind of touch on what happened here this past Saturday. Unfortunately, the grounds were just too wet. They waited until the last possible second right before the gates opened. I know that's not ideal to some people, but they wanted to do everything, or we wanted to do everything that we could to try to get this race in. And unfortunately, everything was just a mess. The track was a mess. The pits were a mess. And unfortunately, we just got so much rain, from overnight in the morning on that it just probably couldn't have happened. And unfortunately, it happened on points night. I know that some people think, maybe have that on a different day or reschedule it, but it's just too hard, and when the modified's not scheduled to be back, it just makes it tough to try to reschedule that. So, and it sucks. It does. It sucks for everybody. It sucks for Dayton Brewer. It sucks for Steve LeBaron. It sucks. And unfortunately, that's the way that the Mother Nature dealt. And I guess that's just what it's going to be. I don't dwell on it too much. I know Dayton Brewer is going to be sick about it. It sucks for him, and there's no doubt about that. But, hopefully we can finish out the rest of the year and have great weather. I looked in, I think Friday and Saturday are looking good for now, so hopefully that stays in the cards. But I just wanted to address that. So your Insinger Performant Modified track champion was Aiden Grover. Hometown Excavation Crate Sportsman was Kenny Peoples Jr. Southern Tier Customs Rush Crate Late Models, that was Brett Marlatt. Joe Wilcox Performance Automatic Street Stocks was Teddy Morseman. And Lad Road Auto Hobby Stocks, Brandon Conklin. Let's see here. Wicked Tee Quad Cs, that went to Blake Snyder. And the Wicked Tee Warriors went to Kaylee Morseman. If I forgot anybody, it's not intentional. I just hopped on here quick to try to get that, just that kind of beginning banged out here before I had Marty Sakala joining me. So I do want to remind everybody the interviews are brought to you by D&L Disposal, the first call for your waste management needs. They offer regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Troopsburg, Woodhull, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They'll drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up and come take it away. You don't even have to mess with the trailer. They'll just drop it off. You fill it up with a bunch of crap, and they'll just haul it away. Give them a call at 607-382-7609. Get started with D&L Disposal, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhull area. So I guess without further ado, I guess we're going to bring in Marty Sakala here, and as we can get talking about the 305 Sprint Cars. Big weekend coming up. Marty, how are we doing today?
Joe, we're doing good. How about you? Thanks for having me on.
I am excited. I love sprint cars at Woodhull. I think the 305s are the perfect combination for the track, and I can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be awesome.
Me too. Biggest weekend we've ever had for CRSA. 4,000 to win. We've got a $29,000 purse over the 2 day span. And we've got basically a party just around the corner.
That's right. Well, why don't we hop right into it? Let's take a look at Friday first. What exactly are you guys planning on doing Friday? Because I know it's a little bit different. It's not quite the draw, redraw, dash that you guys normally do. So why don't you just talk a little bit about Friday first?
Right, so Friday night, like a regular race, we'll have an open draw that will line up 8 lap heat races. Passing points, as we normally do for a CRSA race, will set starting lineups. However, though, instead of just a regular 25 lap feature we've got going on, we've got a pair of twin 20 lap features here. Passing points will set the starting lineups for those. So if you have the most passing points out after the heat races with all the drivers combined, you're on the pole for heat race number one. And if you finish second in passing points, you'll be on the pole for a feature number two. So think of it compared to maybe like the duels at Daytona, sort of. Just for us, though, it's passing points.
Right. Now, is that something you get? You guys normally don't do that, right? Is that just for the bigger race here?
It's for the bigger races, really. All depends on how Mike Emhoff and the track promoters all get together and try and set that all up. And it's there's gonna be a lot on the line as well here for these Twin 20s. Not only for bragging rights for a win and some good money, but you lock yourself basically into the dash for Saturday, which basically puts you in the feature no matter what.
So, you think about it. If you're somebody like, if you're somebody, do you almost want to start in the back of your heat?
I
Because
don't
if
know.
it's.
You never know, really. I think you really want a you really though at the same time when you think of it, you want a good pill draw at a track like Woodhull. I still feel like you really want to be up in the front row or the first two rows in order to get the passing points that you need. And I think but this time here it's a tough question. Passing points typically, if you get at least 100, typically you are in the redraw no matter what. However, I don't know how this is going to really look going into Woodhull if drivers are going to want the passing points to start up near the front, hope for a bad pill draw and make their way through, or if they just want to, just start up at the front of the field or just hang out at the back. I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Right. Well, like you said, nobody's ever done it at Woodhull. Nobody really knows really what the I don't. It's been a while since I remember sprint cars even racing that much. That's a lot of racing for you guys around Woodhull. Something you guys aren't used to. So it'd be a lot of fun to watch, even Friday night. So that kind of gets rid of Friday. You said the winners of the two Twin 20s, they locked themselves into the dash, correct? Is that what you said?
Correct. Yeah, we've got a dash on Saturday. Let me go through the format for Saturday, if you don't mind. So after our hot laps, we'll actually have time trials taking place, two laps within a group only format that will set our lineups up for heat races. And then basically everything onward is heads up, not passing points wise, but finish or order wise. We invert the top four in the starting lineup for heat races prior to the green flag. And then there are 10 laps each. We'll take the top four into the A main, where the winner and the fastest qualifier will go to the dash. So we're thinking of the Saturday format based off of if we have 50 teams or so. We've got a 12-lap C main. Lineup based on finish, top five transfer to the back of the B main. We've got the pair of 6-lap dashers, which we'll be doing a draw for at the start finish line in front of the grandstands. They'll feature the heat winners plus fastest qualifiers out of those heats and the two lock-ins from the Friday Twin 20s. Odd pill draws will be in dash one. Even pill draws will be in dash two. Again, that'll set the inside outside of the front six rows, respectively. B main 15 laps, and this will also feature a redraw situation. So, if you didn't finish in the top four, basically, if you finished fifth in heat races, you will be drawing for positions one through five. If you're in sixth place, you'll be drawing in 6 through 10. If you're in seventh, you'll be drawing 11 through 15. And then the top five from the C main lineup heads up, and then the top two transfer to the feature. Then it leads to 30 laps, with 24 starters. No matter what, winner takes home $4,000 and is our New York Nationals champion.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I imagine there's a couple guys right at the top of your point standings that are kind of licking their chops after great seasons they had, but both of them picked up a win at Woodhull, so they've got to be pretty happy to coming into this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you start off with our two winners at Woodhull, basically the top two in series points, Zach Sabaka and Dylan Paddock. Sabaka won at August. He's been unbelievable in a sprint car. I've been calling this to people that I've been texting. This is the Zach Sabaka experience, and we're just living in it right now with how good he has been in the sprint car. Four wins with the series. Add on a win in a 360 with the Empire Super Sprints at Brewerton, and then ninth with the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Weedsport. Yes, this is a 305 full-timer, finishing ninth in a World of Outlaws debut. It's just insane with how he's been. In fact, he's a race away from tying the season record in top fives. Dylan Paddock, who has been basically, there's a reason why his nickname's the Showstopper. He's basically a highlight reel all in one. He won at Woodhull last May, also four wins on the season. Just coming off of a sweep of Ransomville Speedway. He had a seven race streak in top three finishes from July 3rd to August 22nd. But I think the one everyone's going to be talking about him this year, the restart he had at Albany Saratoga, where he went from eighth to first in two laps to get the race lead. And this was like with about 10 laps to go or something like that. But the man that I think that hasn't been really talked about going on into this race, but has a lot of confidence entering Woodhull, Jordan Hutton. He's the last driver to win a CRSA feature that's not named Zach Sabatka or Dylan Paddock. He's our Dandy Mini Series champion and our 2023 Series champion, which he's actually won at Woodhull in the past. And I remember talking with him after he won the Dandy Mini Series. He said, "Get me ready for Woodhull. I want that 4,000 to win." I think this is the highest level of confidence that we've seen from Jay Hutt all season long after that race, where I feel like he's got a very good shot at possibly winning the 4 grand. If they're saving their stuff for Woodhull, get ready for a really fast number 66 once again.
So what about those are kind of you. I'm looking at your points now. Those are all your top three in points. Is there kind of somebody that maybe doesn't run that maybe Woodhull fans maybe aren't used to seeing there? I know you guys got some people that go up towards like you said, Albany or Brewerton, Fulton, kind of up there that maybe might come down, that somebody to watch maybe.
Absolutely. He doesn't run with us full time, but every finish he's had at CRSA this season, it's been top fives. Billy Van Amergen, top fives in all eight starts with the series, 3 seconds on the year, and I believe that included second at Woodhull last August. The big races he's been known to shine in. His last one came at King of the Cannon PenCam, which is obviously their biggest race of the season down in Susquehanna. And so that was kind of a big race for CRSA too. Looking forward to seeing what Billy V can do, entering with the Mike Van Dusen Racing number 56V. If there's an underdog, I would say keep your eye on Nathan Pierce. Now, he hasn't had the best finishes of season with CRSA, but his best finish came at Woodhull last year, and I believe it was September when he finished on the podium. He was our Dash winner last August. He said that it's his favorite track to run on the schedule. He likes bull rings. It could be a track that he shines at. And then one other driver that's not being talked about either, we call him the party man, Vince Chicklets. His best finishes have actually come at Woodhull Raceway. That doesn't get a lot of attention, really. Chicklets, if he has a consistent car during both nights, he could be a threat if we see a very crazy, a very wacky Woodhull race.
Have you been talking to these guys? Have they been kind of gearing up and kind of really circling this on their schedule once it came out? I know
Oh yeah.
4,000's quite a bit, and a 2-day event, that's pretty cool too.
Everyone has had basically had this race circled on the calendar this year because our races are regularly 1,000 to win. Now we've had some races that have been like 1,500 to win, 1,250 to win, and more. Like we had the Jason Quigley Memorial at Land of Legends back on July 5th. That had a huge pain race thanks to Adam and Stacy. But 4,000 to win is that is a that's a that's a number to win that I, in my opinion, has been unheard of in 305 sprint car racing, not just in the state or in sprint car racing as a whole, but the entire country. Like, it makes me wish that we had people out for the West Coast that could make the trip out to New York to come. But we've got drivers from New York, from Pennsylvania. Taking a look here at the entry list we had as of Sunday. We're hoping we get drivers out of Canada as well, maybe, because we've had some drivers come from Canada that have run with us at these tracks in the past. But the best 305 sprint car drivers out of the region, or some of them I call them the future stars of sprint cars, will be shining on Woodhull this weekend.
There's no doubt about that. And I don't even know if there's the they're the future stars. They just might be the stars. You know, the way your point leader's running, it kind of, you know, he can kind of hop in anywhere and really compete. So
With the way the top two, top three have been running, they could run anywhere and compete.
right. I was gonna say, I think most of these guys probably have 360 experience at least, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I should actually take a look at that. If I do the research, one, two, three, four. Oh, hang on. I just lost my notes here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Basically, nearly our entire top 12 has had 360 experience.
Yeah, right. So, and you know, they don't, I'll say too, they don't really get the opportunity to really run the 410 stuff. I don't,
No.
you know, I don't know if it'd really pay to really have a 410 team around here.
Well, Sabaka, when he finished ninth with the Outlaws, he used a 360 engine because, like, at tracks like Weedsport, for example, with how slick it is and how small it is, you can run in the 360 and still have successive results. Sabaka did it. I believe Danny Vairin had a 360. If not, he had a 410. Ryan Turner had a 360 engine there at Weedsport. So Woodhall, what could be a pretty good 360 track too,
Yeah,
if you guys ever had 410s.
well, you know, I don't know if I'd ever see that in the cutter. I don't know. You see the Freedom had them there, and I, you know, I just, it's tough to get them around our area. We just don't have them, you know, and that's quite a haul for some of those PA guys, more central Pennsylvania, that run them weekly.
Right, indeed.
So you said, you said Saturday. So what one thing that I wanted to ask you, do the Dash winners have to run time trials in the heats on Saturday?
I
Or is that
don't believe they do. If they don't run qualifying, they would be starting basically 11th and 12th.
okay. So they okay, so they wouldn't be in okay, so they could what do I want to say here? They
They're
could
going to be locked into
improve.
the They're going to be locked in the dash. Yeah, they just really wouldn't be able to improve. I'd have to double check on that. We did say they can take 11th and 12th if they don't decide a time trial. We'll have to see. I would guess if I were the drivers, I'd see how the car feels
Sure.
throughout qualifying, throughout time trials. Will the track change overnight? Because talking with the promoters last week in a meeting getting ready, they were going to work on track prep between the 2 days to make sure it was all good to go between the slick of Friday to having a fast track for qualifying on Saturday.
Well, I can tell you a little behind the scenes, Marty. People have been told that nobody's on the track after Friday night. You know, sometimes after the races, people want to go out, and I know we have the powder puff, which is the women are going to hop
Right.
behind I think they told them nobody on the track Friday night because we got to get this thing dialed in for Saturday. And I imagine that your sprint car guys that hear this will be pretty happy to hear that.
Yes, they will. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, Marty, I don't want to keep you too long. I think you've answered all the questions. I just kind of wanted to get you hopped in here for a little while and just see what we're in store for. If you got any sponsors for you guys or anything else that you want to just kind of lay out here while it's quiet and everybody can hear you.
Yeah, a couple of things I do want to mention here as well. First off, some extra bonuses too on the line for CRSA. We have had an incredible season of loyalty giveaways thanks to the folks at PJC Motorsports. We had five waves of giveaways this season. In fact, altogether, that I believe may be over the Woodhull purse alone. This weekend, we'll be giving away two complete sets of Smith Tide 305 legal front and rear brake kits in two separate drawings. The first one for those that have run four or fewer times. The second one for drivers five or more. Just got to register to race and draw apparel and attend the driver's meeting. Second, our friends at NISCA, the New York State Stock Car Association, we had a special, very special night with them back in August, and they had a blast with CRSA. They wanted to hop on once again for the New York 305 Nationals. And they'll be giving it out Friday night, $50, the highest finishing NISCA member in each of the Twin 20s. Saturday night, they'll award 175 to the two highest member finishers, and 50 to a wild card member. And if any teams that want to join, become an ISCA member, which huge majority of our teams are, but we will have representatives both there if they want to join. And a huge shout out to the specific marketing partners for this race. Dandy's the title sponsor of the 305 Nationals. If you haven't been to Dandy for food, why the heck haven't you gone for food? Their brisket's fantastic, or anything there is fantastic.
I just had a chicken sandwich there. Not to cut you off, I just had a chicken sandwich when I was at
That's
work the
good.
other day.
That is good. Yeah, the what is it? The hot honey and chicken on a waffle. That's good. PJ Motorsports, like I mentioned, Mike Emhoff Motorsports. For you guys, Lowry Family Farm, Superior Plus Propane, MSP Automotive Carquest, and this one we didn't have on the poster, but I want to give these guys a shout out too because they make the cool signs and stuff from the check to the. I believe they're doing a trophy for us too, Southern Tier Customs as well. So, but the rest of the marketing partners we've had for CRSA this season, we appreciate your support all year long. And it's crazy to think we're in September, ready to end the season with a bang.
I know. I can't believe how fast the season went.
Too fast.
We only got 13 weeks of points in.
It's got it's gone way too fast, and we have had, I'm curious, when are you pointing this out? I just want to make sure.
Tonight.
You're putting this out tonight. Okay. So far, we have had, I think we've had four rainouts on the season. We were supposed to make up Weed Sport Saturday. That got rained out. So we're going to go with 4.5 rainouts on the year.
You know what, though? I'll say for a traveling series, you guys have had a heck of a year.
It's much better than last year. Last year, we lost all of June. It was horrendous.
That's tough, especially when you're traveling. It probably just seemed like everywhere you went, it was going to rain, but then other tracks were racing.
Basically.
And
So.
once again, I want to thank you and Mike Emhoff. I'm not going to say this just because you're on with me. You can go talk to Paul Harkenrider if you want to. I've told him this several times too. If anybody wants to promote a series, go talk to Mike Emhoff.
Exactly.
If you go look at the CRSA Facebook page, the stuff that he does for the drivers, the stuff he gives away, just the different things that he does with these mini series, with the 4,000 to win at Woodhull, he's got 4,000 to win later on at Outlaw. Just if he's, I think he's the best promoter in New York State, for my money anyway.
It's a balance of people on social media. Obviously, you got Mike promoting the races and running the series, having his own parts trailer as well, bringing his parts trailer with him. That's basically our command center at the same time. Like I mentioned, PJC Motorsports is a huge factor in giving away all the parts that all the loyalty stuff we've given away. Heck, we gave away a Triple X chassis
Yeah, I
a
saw
couple weeks
that.
ago. That was probably our biggest drawing of the season. Obviously, I'm putting out the press releases and stuff. Funny thing, somebody asked Mike. I think it was last week. Last weekend, a week and a half ago, I should say. We posted round number three of the baby memes that have turned out to be popular. Someone asked Mike, "Why in the world would you do that?" Mike's like, "Nope, that's not him. That is not me one bit. That's all my social media guy."
Is that you?
Yep, that's me posting all those.
Hey, did you earlier in the year, were you the one that put them on boats too?
Yes. The post heard around the world.
I tell you are very creative.
Hey, not oh, it's not just me. I'm not gonna lie. With the way technology is going, AI is one hell of a drug.
Yeah, it is. Before I let you go here, I got to ask you, did you watch the game last night? Did you stay up and watch it or no?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Oh, if
Yeah.
I knew you were to talk about it, I would have had my Bills hat on right now.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure that you stayed up because I talked to my mom today. She's a big Bills fan, and she went to bed when they were down by 15. She didn't have the heart to stay up.
Now, my boss at the radio station I work at, he had to go to bed because he wakes up at 2:30 in the morning because he's a program director and a morning show host. And I said, "Hey, I don't blame you. If you went to bed, I absolutely don't blame you either with it being that late in the night." Here's what I did. I was sim racing here last night when it was 40 to 25. I took a shower. Because I had a feeling it was going to get too ugly. But I was going to finish watching the rest of the game once I finished showering because I'm a dedicated Bills fan. I turn the TV back on in my room before I go to sleep, and the Bills are down two. I'm like, how in the world did this happen? And somehow I'm trying to celebrate without waking up the rest of my household. And yeah, I don't know how that happened. Josh Allen is MVP. It shows you why he's the MVP of the league. Matt Prater, wow, just I'm still speechless.
Yeah, well, I'm not even a Bills fan, so but I had to ask you about that because I stayed up and watched it too, so
You do know where my start call comes from, right?
I do, yep.
Okay.
I'll tell you though, no Bills fan can be mad at me because I'm a Washington fan. So my entire life, I've paid my dues just as much as Bills fans have. And then my team's finally good. So, all right, Marty. Hey, I appreciate you hopping on. I guess I can let you go now if that's all right with you.
Joe, you're a rock star. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for what you do for the racetrack. You're a heck of an announcer. Keep it up.
Hey, you're too kind to me. Thank you.
Add something else.
Hey, Marty, I'm sorry. I completely forgot. Are you gonna camp this weekend? We're getting a band, a bonfire. We're gonna throw a big old party on Friday night. So what?
I will be there for the bonfire and for the party. Will I have a beer with me? Probably not, because I'm technically gonna be still working in between races. But yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun at the racetrack. I won't be camping at the track specifically overnight. I do have overnight accommodations I won't go too deep into. However, though, we're gonna be having a lot of fun when the racing has died down.
Yeah, I just forgot. Before I got you out of here, I said, well, you know what? We didn't even touch on the fact that we're going to have a band and a bonfire. We're going to have a whole heck of a lot of fun.
I'm interested to hear Jed's screamo voice or his deep rock voice for Be Damned.
You know what? I listen to them on Spotify. They're good. They're not bad.
Are they on YouTube Music?
I don't know. I looked them up on
Okay, I
Spotify.
have YouTube, so I don't have Spotify.
Okay, I would have to imagine they're on there somewhere.
I'll have to find them.
All right, Marty, thank you.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, so D&L Disposal, they sponsor all our interviews here at Bullring Breakdown, sponsored by D&L Disposal. They should be your first call for your waste management needs. They offer a regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Troopsburg, Woodhall, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They'll drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up, and they'll come and take it away. Give them a call today at 607-382-7609 to get started with D&L Disposal, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhall area. Once again, I want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. We're at Woodhall Raceway on Facebook, Woodhall Raceway 64 on TikTok. Once again, I want to thank Marty Sakala, the voice of the CRSA Sprint Tour. This weekend is going to be awesome. Joining the CRSA Sprint Cars, we got two nights of hobby stocks. That's going to start off with the King Bop Allison Pierce Memorial Dirty 30. That's Joe Birdsall's race. This is his deal. 30 laps for the hobby stocks. They put on a banger of a show. And he's done a great job raising money, all sorts of stuff. I think they got contingencies. They might have lap money and a whole bunch of stuff. Crate Late Model's going to join them as well on Friday. And then on Saturday, we're going to move in to the sprint cars are going to be there. And then once again, the hobby stocks will be back, but this time they're going to be joined by the Crate Sportsman. And then to cap off the entire night, we're going to have a powder puff. Woodhall Legal Hobby Stocks, open to any female that isn't, doesn't have racing experience. Don't make this harder than it needs to be. Keep it in the spirit of what it is, and it'll be a lot of fun, So we hope to see you all there. And once again, thank you to Marty Sakala and the CRSA Sprint guys for putting this on and thinking of Woodhall Raceway. And I hope to see everybody there. It should be an awesome two-night show. Have a good night. I'll see you all Friday.